Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, Heartbreakers. Welcome back to another Breakdown bonus episode. This is your girl, Abby, per usual, coming to you with a quick announcement before we get into today's episode. So if you didn't hear on the main episode on Tuesday, or if you didn't see it on my social media on Tuesday, there is going to be another live Breakup Breakdown podcast event. It's going down in Atlanta / Alpharetta. Alpharetta is like a small city, suburb. I think suburb's the right word, outside of Atlanta. It's happening at this winery that I love going to. I've already done a couple events there called Painted Horse Winery. It's so cute. It's so picturesque. It has like this beautiful lawn next to like this gorgeous pool, and there's string lights and fire pits. And I'm like, oh my God, this is like the perfect place to have a little summer soiree with a live podcast happening. And I figured we could turn it into kind of like a picnic. You know, you could bring a little picnic blanket, some snacks, your favorite food, but obviously no outside drinks because it's a winery. But I will have tickets available for purchase in the episode description. You can check it out there. They are $20, including all those taxes and fees. So you should have plenty of money left over to either get one for your friends or get some snacks and food to bring for your picnic. So it's going to be really fun. I hope to see you there. Once again, you can get those tickets in the episode description. So let's get into today's breakdown bonus episode. So it's just me today. Just going to be a little one-on-one chat with me and you, talking about power dynamics and relationships and age gaps, and also just dating under the age of 25, which ever since I have turned 25 has been like my newest soapbox that I love to stand on. Those are all the topics that we're going to be covering, because this week's main episode was a short and sweet one that I felt like fell in my relatable category. When I'm thinking about putting out an episode, it needs to fit into a couple different boxes. It either needs to be like jaw-dropping, like, oh my God, who, you went through that. It needs to tackle a hot topic like domestic violence or love bombing, or it needs to be relatable. And for me, when I was listening to this week's guest talk about her breakup, I was like, oh my God, I feel like every person has been in that situation where they've always wanted to shoot their shot with the hot guy who's in the band, or that D-list influencer that you think you might have a shot with because they're not that famous. When she was talking about her situationship, if you will, I thought, oh my God, how many of us at the age of 21, 22, 23 would have made these exact same mistakes where you just really want to be loved by the cool older guy in the semi-famous band, and you're really hoping that you're going to be the exception to the rule. So we'll talk about some of the softball topics, and by softball topics, I mean not the power dynamics that are going to come with age gap relationships. I feel like we can get into that later because it's a little bit more serious. But like I said, dating over the age of 25 has become my new soapbox, because I really did feel such a shift when I turned about 24, around 25, when your frontal lobe develops. And nobody talks about how it is kind of like this overnight shift. It's like a second puberty that happens to your brain. And honestly, it happens so fast that now that I'm about to turn 27, you kind of forget about what life is like before that. And honestly, that's one of my biggest regrets, is not writing down more of my feelings of how it felt to develop into somebody who is 25, because now I have a rule with dating that I don't date anybody under 25 because I feel so strongly about it. And it happened so quickly that I think it's really easy to forget what life was like before 25, so that we forget that there actually is such a huge shift in our decision-making and consciousness. And I think the one example that I can think of from my own life is that I'm the kind of person that doesn't really bounce back well from making mistakes. I'm really, really hard on myself. I have always been like that. And I think the one area in my life that I really noticed a change when I turned about 24, 25 is that I would really feel like, that's the end. I've messed up. And I remember one day when I turned about 24, 25, I made a mistake that I had made 1,000 times. And normally when I would make this mistake, I would kind of think, screw it.
I've already messed up. Let me just lean into it even more. And I remember one day having like a flip in my brain go off, or a switch flip in my brain, completely shift and go, oh wait, I can learn from this and I can grow from this, and I don't have to dig myself into a deeper hole because I've made one mistake. And I think that speaks to the impulsiveness that we don't know that we have before the age of 25. And to relate it to this story that we put out on Tuesday, I think 23-year-old Abby would have been like, oh my God, the hot guy from the band, I can totally change him. And now that I'm 25, I'm like, I've seen some shit. That is a bad idea. And maybe it's the frontal lobe developing. Maybe it's the fact that you have more life experience and that gives you kind of a leg up in terms of decision making. But regardless, to me, it feels like you've been living your life with the lights dimmed, and all of a sudden somebody like gradually turns them all the way on. You're like, oh, like this is how I'm supposed to view life. And it all starts to make a little bit more sense, which leads me into my next point. This was an age gap situationship. So the guy was actually 32, but he said he was 28. So regardless, there was still a pretty big age gap, no matter what was actually true. And I'll just state the obvious, this was an older guy trying to get what he wanted out of the situation by lying about his age. Like, you don't need me to tell you that. If you listen to the episode, it's very obvious. And I think it's such a mild example as to why age gaps and power imbalances in relationships are such a slippery slope. Because thank God the worst thing that this guy did in this relationship was just lie about his age. It's obvious he just wanted to get some. He wanted a casual fling with a really cute 21, 22-year-old, and he did what he did. But research shows us that when there's a power imbalance in a relationship, so an age difference is a prime example of somebody of a relationship with power imbalances. If there's somebody with more life experience, somebody's older, somebody has that frontal lobe developed, they have quote unquote more power in the relationship. They have more influence over the person that's younger and with less life experience. I'm not a mental health expert, so I'm not going to claim that I did some kind of research paper on this. However, I will say I did do a deep dive in listening to a lot of experts that know a lot about this, so I could relate it to this episode in a couple of different ways. And one of the resources that I took a look at was from a therapist that I've already quoted on this podcast a couple of times when it came to age gap relationships, because she has such a good video on it. The therapist's name is Mickey Atkins, and of course I'll link it in the episode description if you want to watch it. But this therapist does such an awesome breakdown about the power dynamic in the relationship between Billie Eilish and her now ex, Jesse Rutherford, who she had grown up listening to his music and just had such a high regard for this man. Because I mean, think about it, it's like this older guy, he's really cute, he's a musician, and then all of a sudden you become an A-lister, and as Billie said it, like, she bagged him, like, she got the hot guy. She's like, this is the hottest guy I've ever seen in my life, and he makes this amazing music that I love, and now he's mine. And everybody else from the outside is like, girl, run, like, have you not heard the lessons from the older singer-songwriters who have done the exact same thing? Like, Demi Lovato has a song called 29 about how she was in a relationship with an older guy. I think she was like 17, and now that she's 29, she's like, that was so freaking weird. Why did anybody let me be in that relationship? And same thing with Taylor Swift. She did it with her All Too Well and All Too Well 10-minute song, and her songs Dear John and Woulda Coulda Shoulda, where she's like, I was 19 dating like this 30-year-old. What the hell? Like, I was way too young for you to consider me like a valid romantic partner. And I think without the proper language and vocabulary, it's hard for us to put a finger on why it's wrong. Like, we know, even if you're a legal adult, a 32-year-old dating a 19-year-old is wackadoo. But why? And I think Mickey Atkins puts it perfectly, where she states in her research that she cited, is that it creates a power imbalance because somebody has more life experience. If somebody has more context for relationships or more sexual experience, it gives you more confidence in life. It gives you more of a settled feeling in who you are. And when you feel settled in who you are, you don't compromise on your boundaries. She says that research shows that younger people in relationships are more susceptible to change their boundaries if they're in a relationship with somebody who's a lot older than them. Because if you think about it, you're younger and you're still molding who you are and figuring out what your values are and why you have those values. If you have somebody, for example, like an older partner that you have a high regard for, like, I don't know, somebody in your favorite band, and they're telling you one thing, but it's contradictory to what you've grown up with, or maybe you think you believe, you're gonna be really susceptible to sway towards believing whatever their conviction is. And maybe their conviction is just keeping you in a casual relationship when you wanna be in a serious one, like in the main episode that we put out this week. I don't know about you, but I really felt for her because we have all been there. If you haven't been in a relationship yet where you have greater feelings for the other person than they do, it is the most heart-wrenching feeling to experience that unrequited love. Like, it's so unfair. How can I think the world of this person and for them to not see me in the same light? And thank God in this situation that we're talking about from Tuesday, like, this 32-year-old should not see a 22-year-old as like a serious partner. At least he got that right. But it's still really sad nonetheless, because we got to empathize with our guest of the week, where we're taking it from her point of view, where she really likes this guy and wants to date him because she really respects and admires him. But honestly, I think in the long run, it was a good thing that nothing serious came from it, because that dude had no business seriously dating a younger woman of that age. And so then it brings up the question, and we kind of covered this in the main episode on Tuesday, but what is an appropriate age gap? And I'm not going to give a blanket answer, because for every rule, there are several exceptions, and several of those exceptions will run straight to my DMs. And I don't want to invalidate anybody's relationship by being like, you should only date somebody if they're within like a 5-year radius. I think that's ridiculous, because also people have completely different life experiences that make them a little bit older and wiser. You know, maybe you're 25, but really you have like the soul of a 35-year-old. That is totally fair and valid, and you'll probably find a very happy relationship with someone who's in their 30s. But I do think this rule that I found on TikTok that I did mention in the main episode makes total sense, because I'm turning 27 in a couple of weeks, and I know that the max age I would want to date is like 35. Honestly, really more comfortably like 30. Like, I really am in the camp that the closer in age you are to each other, the more successful the relationship's going to be. But I could see myself going for like a really rugged, hot 35-year-old, aka literally any of my celebrity crushes, because apparently that's like my niche. Like, I love a man in his 30s. Anyway, I know on like a subconscious level, a man who's 35 is probably the max I can date. But I wasn't really able to put a reason behind it until somebody created that math equation where you take the difference of your ages. So for example, 35 and 27 is like 8 years. If you couldn't subtract 8 years from your age and comfortably date that person, aka legally, that's gonna be a no. So for me, it makes a lot of sense that you subtract 8 from 27 and that's like what, 19? I'm like, do I want to date a 19-year-old? Absolutely not. Is it legal? Yes. So then it makes sense that if you did it with 9 years plus 35 or 27, or 8 years plus 27, 35 would be my max age. So I guess really 36 is my max age, because 18 is the legal limit. Yeah, you get the point. But I think it also brings clarity to like why age gaps are a lot more comfortable as you get older. So like if somebody's 60 dating a 45-year-old, which I think is the example I gave in the main episode, there's 15 years of a difference. Yeah, 15 minus 45. You could date somebody who's 30 if you're 45. That's like a very normal thing to do. But with every rule, there's always exceptions to the rule. And that's something we touched on towards the end when we were talking about advice. We were talking about how you've got a plan to be the rule. You've got a plan to be the rule so that you can be surprised if you are the exception. And what I mean by that is, I think anybody that gets into a relationship where there's sort of like those societal red flags, like an age gap or a taboo relationship of some kind, there's a reason that things are a little taboo, or there's a red flag raised, because normally there is a history of things not working out in certain situations, and research will usually back that up. But there are exceptions. And what our guest mentioned on the episode this week is that you can't assume that you're going to be the exception. And we all have to tell ourselves at one point or another, because there will be parts of our life where we do get to be the exception. You'll probably get to be the exception to a rule at least once in your life. So I asked her, I said, if there's a girl listening to this or a guy listening to this and they're in a relationship where they feel like they're getting strung along by some guy in some situationship, what would you want that person to know? And she said, get out while you're ahead of it. And as great of advice as that is, I mentioned the exception and rule thing because most of us are usually in that situation not knowing that we need to get out before something happens because most of us think that we're going to be the exception. So really the advice is, if you're in a situation where you are not standing on business 100% confident that you're going to be the exception to this rule, which I know everyone, again, thinks they're going to be the exception. If you are not like 100% confident that you are in fact going to be in the Urban Dictionary as the definition of the exception, you should probably bounce. With that being said, we're all young. I think sometimes we have to make our mistakes and fall down 7 times so that we can get up 8 and learn from our mistakes. But why go through it yourself when you could just listen to this podcast, which you're already doing, take the lesson from somebody who went through it and try and apply it to your own life. God knows we will all have to do it at least once. I know I've already done it. Our interviewee this week already did it. I'm sure you are either in that situation now, will be in it, or have already gotten out of it. And you're sitting there in your car or your office, wherever you're listening to this, and you're probably agreeing with me if you've been through it already. There's a reason everybody on TikTok is saying if they wanted to, they would. So if some loser is stringing you along and doesn't see how great of a person you are, take this week's guest's advice and get out while you're ahead. Before you've already planned your Pinterest wedding to this guy who doesn't even want to call you his girlfriend, get the hell out. And that's where we're going to leave today's breakdown bonus episode. Nice, short, and sweet, just like this week's main episode, because what more is there to say? I don't need to beat you over the head with a club saying, if this guy isn't proving to you that he really likes you and he's stringing you along in some situationship, or it's some older guy weaseling you into a relationship when there's a massive age gap and you're thinking, huh, I might be the exception. Take this week's interviewee's advice. Listen to me. Listen to the fellow heartbreakers listening to this episode, nodding along with me, and get the hell out of the relationship. Or learn the lesson yourself. Pick your poison. But whichever you decide to choose, we love you and we're always going to be here for you to catch you if you fall and provide more breakup entertainment per usual. As usual, I'll have another breakup breakdown podcast episode coming out on Tuesday. And hey, if you want to hear a crazy breakup story live with your fellow heartbreakers, you can go to the Breakup Breakdown Live Picnic at Painted Horse Winery in Atlanta on May 11th. Tickets are in the episode description. Love you. Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.